Also in Washington State, Seattle coffee giant Starbucks is joining the likes of Walmart, Boeing, and J.P. Morgan Chase, setting up a special hiring program for veterans. It's part of an effort to bring down the high unemployment rate for Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans. But as Ashley Gross of member station KPLU reports, to succeed, companies need to take the time to understand the skills service members bring to the job.
Carol Stripling flips through a folder with printouts of all the jobs she's applied for in the past few months.
I've applied for case manager positions, there's more legal, working in the courts.
For 37 years, Stripling served in the Army, both active duty and reserves, mostly as a paralegal. She retired from the military in 2011 and then worked for the state of Washington until she got laid off this year. She says she faces a trifecta of possible obstacles. She's 62 years old. She has a military background. And as a woman, she's not who people think of when they imagine a veteran.
It's real hard for veterans to say, I need help. Because we're taught from the very beginning to be self-reliant. And so it's difficult to say, I'm failing at this. And basically, I feel like I'm failing at this.
I remember I couldn't get anyone to interview me, and I was getting tons of rejection letters.
Rob Porcarelli is a staff attorney at Starbucks who helped dream up the plan announced today. Starbucks will hire at least 10,000 veterans or their spouses over the next 5 years. Porcarelli was a prosecutor in the Navy in the 90s. But when he started hunting for a civilian job, he encountered prejudice.
In one interview downtown, the head of the department said, you know, Rob, I think that you're going to find more of the intellectual type in the law firm environment. And I remember thinking, maybe he's joking. Did he just call me and all my friends stupid?
It may be a little tougher for business at the beginning of the process, but I think the long-term benefits are tremendous.
Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates sits on Starbucks' board. He says sometimes people coming out of the service have a hard time translating their skills. That's why the company will have a recruiter specialized in hiring service members. The jobs will range from making lattes to supply chain management. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says it's complicated to tease out why transitioning back to civilian employment is hard, but companies can help.
Businesses and business leaders have an obligation and responsibility to do something about that and to meet these people more than halfway.
The Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University estimates a few hundred thousand veterans have been hired through targeted programs in the past 2 years. That's probably shaved a percentage point or two off their unemployment rate. But Russell Burgos of Pepperdine University, who himself is an Iraq War vet, says it's hard to pin down the numbers.
We don't know how many people apply for jobs or job fairs, how many fill out applications, how many are hired, and I think most importantly, what the employment outcomes of those veterans who are hired turn out to be.
That's why Starbucks plans to have a program manager to help with veteran retention, and the company says it will provide updates on hiring. Army vet Carol Stripling says she's applied to Starbucks before, but not as a barista.
I've already done my entry-level career.
This summer, she applied there for paralegal positions, and even with her decades of experience, she didn't get a response. She plans to apply to Starbucks again, and this time, she hopes she'll get somewhere. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.